Hi, is this Susan?
Yes, it is.
Hi, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Survey. Your name was chosen at random. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
Yes.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on the November's elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or are the chances 50 and 50?
I will definitely vote.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
An independent.
What is your age?
69.
Just to be sure we're representing everyone, may I ask what is your race?
White. Or Caucasian, I guess.
Caucasian.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I found it. Thinking about the direction of what the country is headed to, generally speaking, are you barely satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm fairly satisfied.
Now, I like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0, that means you feel very cold and favorable. And a 50, that means that you do not feel very particularly warm or cold about them. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
What about mega Republicans?
0.
0? Okay.
Yeah.
J.D. Vance?
0.
Kamala Harris?
100.
Lori Chavez?
Well, maybe 10.
Okay. Democrats in Congress?
Yeah, pretty good. I mean, in general, yeah, I would say 100.
Project 2025?
0.
Republicans in Congress?
I guess I would say maybe all the Republicans I liked are gone. So I guess I have to say 0.
0. Okay. Donald Trump?
0.
Janelle Bynum?
Yes, I feel like, from what little I know about her, I would say 95.
Joe Biden?
I would say 95.
If the election of U.S. Congress were held today, will you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Definitely the Democrat.
I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for presidents were held today, will you vote for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. or independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or the Republican Donald Trump, or the Democrat Kamala Harris?
No, I'm planning on voting for Kamala Harris. I'm very clear about that.
Regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election?
Do you think Kamala Harris will win it?
I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, will you vote for the Democrat Janelle Bynum or the Republican Lori Chavez?
No, definitely Janelle Bynum.
Even though you are not supporting Lori Chavez, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Chavez? Small chance, or just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
No chance at all. No, sorry, go ahead.
No problem. I'm just trying to, get this through. And do you approve or disapprove the way of Joe Biden is handling his job as a president right now?
Yes. I mean, I guess I would give him 100% on that.
Strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved, strongly disapproved?
Strongly approve, yeah.
do you approve or disapprove the way Lori Chavez is handling her job as a member of Congress right now? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns about some people and what they have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking up to you about Lori Chavez. Please let me tell you how much each one of travels you are about to hear of Chavez and the Congress.
Mm-hmm.
A great deal will be one of the options, quite a bit, somewhat, or not at all. Those are the options that you will have to answer regarding the statements. Lori
mm-hmm.
Chavez voted got billions from our Border Patrol and Immigration Police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts mean less money for investigations to stop human and narcotic trafficking, public corruption, kidnappings, terrorism, cyber crimes. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement. At the same time, she's voting to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks through on crime, but her record speaks loudly about her real priorities. What do you think of that one? Great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all.
Okay, not sure I know how I'm supposed to answer. Yeah, that's why I don't like her. She just follows suit with the other Republicans who basically trashed the
will be a not at all, right?
Yeah, so there'll be what do I think about her doing that? Yeah, not much. Yeah,
okay.
Not at all.
Second
yeah,
statement,
so not,
Lori Lori's promise to us, she ran a pro-choice candidate. She said she supported women's choice, rights to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortions that will override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who can stand up for women's rights, not break the promise to Oregon's woman. What do you think of that
yes.
one?
Well,
great deal, quite a bit,
yeah.
some, or not at all.
So, okay, I'm still not sure what... So I'm very angry that she has done that, and I also support women's rights to choose absolutely 100% all the time. So there's nothing about abortion that I think should have any legislated – I mean, it should be a woman's right to take care of her own body and to take care of her family. Yeah,
so it would be the positive answer in this case,
yes.
A great deal.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Servicing
no,
in Congress shouldn't mm-hmm. be about making headlines. You have
mm-hmm.
to deliver substance. Chavez is making headlines by taking credit for laws that deliver billions to the district. But she voted against those laws. She hasn't done anything about inflation. She voted mm-hmm. to cut nutrition assistance programs for women and children
mm-hmm.
struggling
mm-hmm.
in the economy. She hasn't done anything about the border. But she supported Republicans who killed a border security deal so they could keep making headlines about it in this election. What do you think of that statement?
Yeah, I'm disgusted by that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chavez
no,
has...
I mean,
yeah, go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say, you know, there are Republicans who actually tried to work with Democrats to get a solution to the border. I mean, she is not one of them. So, no, I just think she's riding on the coattails of
gotcha.
People who are doing Donald Trump's bidding.
We're almost done here. Chavez
okay.
has embraced politicians who extreme Project 2025 would radically reshape the federal government. The plan eliminates the Department of Education drastically, cuts mm-hmm. Medicare, rolls back the LGBTQ rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A
mm-hmm.
vote for Chavez is a vote for these dangerous programs. What do you think of
right.
that?
Yeah.
Great
deal. Terrible.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Well, yeah, no, I don't agree with all of that at all. I'm not in favor of the Project 2025. And I would never support a politician who is supporting that. And I know even more than cutting the Department of Education and weaponizing the Department of Justice, they would be cutting the National Oceanic Administration, which governs a lot of very important work that needs to be done on climate change. So yeah, we're very pro-environment. So anything that debilitates the need for environmental regulation, we're not for that. We want a clean environment, and we want to have a government that is free to do its work, the proper,
gotcha,
right way. Yeah.
Gotcha, understand. Okay, Chavez extremist, who's fighting harder for Trump and his agenda than Oregon families, instead of supporting law enforcement, they are attacking the courts to protect Trump from being held accountable, and their budget proposals will raise taxes on the middle class while cutting taxes for big corporations and repealing the Affordable Care Act. The last thing we need in Congress is more MAGA extremists. Great deal, quite a bit, just someone, not at all, on that statement.
Okay, Ken, I don't want any of that. I'm a totally anti-MAGA
gotcha
person.
Okay. Our democracy is being threatened. Jet Chavez standing with Trump and MAGA lies about the 2020 election being stolen and is supporting politicians who refuse to say they'll certify the upcoming election if Trump loses. And instead of fighting to secure our voting rights and guaranteeing that every vote is counted, she's supporting those who are even attacking vote by mail. The stakes are too high for us to support Chavez, who won't protect our democracy and Oregon's vote by mail system. What do you think of that statement? Great deal, quite a bit, or you don't agree with it at all?
No, I think a great deal about that. I mean, I listened to Senator Ron Wyden talk about how we've had vote by mail in Oregon for many, many, many years. I think I've lived in Oregon since 1979, and I've always voted by mail. And so it's always worked just fine. And that's
okay.
I think that this is just a bunch of, excuse me, bullshit that they bring up.
Right. I understand. Now I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, will you vote for Democrat Jeanine Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez?
Absolutely for Bynum.
Okay,
no question about that. Yeah.
Okay, now I will tell you some statements about Bynum's response, and I just want to get your reaction. Jeanine Bynum opponent says she's a soft on crime liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release thousands of criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protesters. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job. And that shows she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families. Supporters of Jeanine Bynum says this attack is just an attempt by Chavez to distract from her stream record in Congress and the damage she's done to Oregon families. Chavez supports a national abortion ban and even for victims of rape and incest. Chavez has voted to cut Social Security and Medicare, strip healthcare protections away from Oregonians, and cut taxes for billionaires. She'll be just another rubber stamp for Donald Trump. Now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you still vote for Jeanine Bynum or Lori Chavez?
Jeanine Bynum.
The last few questions are for statistical purposes only.
Mm-hmm.
What is the last year of schooling that you completed?
A master's degree in college.
Are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I am married.
Do you have any children 18 years old of age or younger living under your household?
No. I have children, but they're all adults.
Okay. Are you or were any of your household a member of a union association?
No.
Or an employee?
No. No one is here.
In the 2020 election for president, do you vote for Democratic Joe Biden or the Republican Trump, Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Okay, well, this concludes our survey. I do really thank you for your time, and thank you for all your answers.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Have a wonderful night. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.